And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 1st of June, 2011. It's the birthday of Charles K. Ogden, born Fleetwood in Lancashire, England in 1889, who wrote a paper in 1923 called The Meaning of Meaning, exploring the psychological and philosophical underpinnings of language, and then worked on what he called Basic English. Basic stood for British American Scientific International Commercial, a simplified English-based language of 850 core words designed for international uses. He translated James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake into Basic English, which doesn't sound like James Joyce, but James Joyce himself was fascinated by what Ogden had done. It's the birthday of Marilyn Monroe, born Norma Jean Baker, Los Angeles, 1926. Her mother, Gladys, a paranoid schizophrenic in and out of mental institutions. The child was bounced from foster home to foster home, ended up living with her mother's friend, whose husband sexually abused the girl. At the age of 16, to avoid being placed with another foster family, she married the boy next door, Jim Doherty. And 4 years later, at the age of 20, she changed her name and started appearing in movies. It's the birthday of the author Colleen McCullough, 1937, born Wellington, New South Wales, Australia, who had a big best-selling book in 1977, The Thorn Birds, the saga of the forbidden love between a priest and a young woman, and also a series about the decline of the Roman Empire called The Masters of Rome. And it was on this day in 1980, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, CNN began broadcasting, the cable news network, America's first 24-hour all-news television channel. Here's a poem for today by Eleanor Lerman. Lunch will be served. Just when you think that you are on the road to success and the medications have calmed down your wife, plus a big sale at the food store means that you can finally buy your cat a decent meal, that's when you get the news that it's time to stare calamity in the face. And what a face! It comes at you like a speeding pie. It has three eyes. It was created by an overdose of nuclear radiation. Its cunning knows no bounds, meaning now you're going to pay for something you did in a past life or didn't do or should have thought about doing, if you even rated a past life. If not, then these are just the normal ups and downs. Which do you think is worse? Anyway, a procession of ghosts will carry your pencil box down to the office from which you will never be allowed to retire. Lunch will be served, but all you can expect is a bag of blood and trans fat. In other words, to rub it in, even the cat will get a better deal. Meanwhile, the universe remains an incomprehensible wheel of grave attraction. Fish, swans, and archers lie in each other's starry embrace, while dark particles have been driving by your house all day in their neutrino cars in a hurry to do a job that will never be revealed to us. And in some versions of this story, the cat has magical powers. Oh, my God, you say, I had no idea. Well, now you do. In fact, in some versions of this story, beings of faith and light are in the kitchen dancing with your wife. Then your friends arrive, still lugging around their own dilemmas, hoping you will feed them from the common pot like in the old days. And as tired as you are, you think you can. A poem by Eleanor Lerman, Lunch Will Be Served, from The Sensual World Re-Emerges, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.